see what we did there? Because we're going to talk about the kissing bug?
Ew, not the same, though.
Cares.
This is the kissing bug that poops on you.
Creepy DJ definitely got the kissing bug at some point with a listener.
I tell you, that does not go away. And it pops up at the absolute worst times.
Jeez.
I think this is something different.
Yeah, totally different.
And we have a real professor. We have a real person from Texas A&M, which, you know, when if you want to get into this kind of science, no better place on earth than Texas A&M for this kind of a thing.
Totally true. The bugs they have in Texas, have you seen them?
They know what they're doing down there. So Sarah Hamer is with us. And Sarah, thank you very much for being with us. And we're going to try to make this as painless as possible, although I do not promise it.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so now I heard about this yesterday. I got to say, as a hypochondriac and as a man of science myself, I'm shocked that I am so far blissfully unaware of this. But then I started hearing details and my mind slammed shut when I heard the details. I don't want to think about the details of what this is. Explain for everyone here who may not be familiar, what is the kissing bug?
Yeah, sure, I'm happy to. A lot of people are familiar with mosquitoes or ticks, but there's less familiarity with kissing bugs. But like mosquitoes and ticks, they're blood-sucking vectors. So these are insects that require taking blood meals from a live host in order to survive. And so they are drawn in to feed on humans or animals. They feed for a couple minutes. They engorge with blood. And then they have all the nutrients that they need to go on to their next life stage or mate or lay eggs. And we're paying a lot of attention to them now because while they're blood feeding or shortly after, they can transmit a parasite that can cause Chagas disease in humans and animals. And this can show as a heart disease, and it can make people and animals really sick. So there's a lot of attention to kissing bugs now just because they are able to transmit this parasite that can make people sick.
Okay, now you said that in a really nice and rather clinical way. But my understanding of this is that where are they feeding from when they're getting their blood meal?
Well, they can feed anywhere on a host that they can get access to. So if that's a human being sleeping in their bed at night, they might be feeding around the face just because that's the area that's exposed. They might feed on dogs, on wildlife.
So they go to the skin like a tick or a bed bug or anything else would go to. The bed bug is benign because it's not a vector. It doesn't transmit disease necessarily. But this is the same kind of concept, though, is it's getting in there. Did I hear this right, that it sometimes will get in your mouth and feed?
They can feed around the mouth. I don't know about inside the mouth, but certainly wherever there's exposed skin.
Okay, yeah. And then what happens is the parasite that it transmits this parasite by pooping. Am I right about that?
You are absolutely right.
So it's
not
God.
The act of blood feeding.
This is really awful.
I think you're freaking out there. It's not the blood feeding that causes the problem, but rather if the insect defecates while it's blood feeding or shortly after blood feeding.
Don't worry, this happens all the time when we talk to medical professionals, so it's totally normal.
Okay.
Totally normal. This is absolutely exactly yes, right.
Okay.
But so is it the size of a mosquito? Is it something that just sort of, does it feel like a mosquito? Would you notice it if it was biting you?
I've never been bit by one before, but I've been in contact with plenty of people who have, and often they won't notice they're being bit. These insects have a remarkable ability. While they're blood feeding, they can deposit into the skin different chemicals and compounds so that we can't feel the bite, because that's in the insect's best advantage. It's when they defecate that the parasite, the infectious stage of the parasite that lives within the insect, can be excreted. If that comes in contact with the bite wound or with a mucous membrane, then the host can become infected.
Did you hear that? Excretion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard excretion and mucus. I heard the word mucus on top of it. All right, so now what kind of sickness can we get from this parasite?
Acute illness can present like the flu or just mild sickness that you might not really appreciate or might not pinpoint that this is something unique or that this is Chagas disease. And then humans can go many years, even decades, after they're infected until they when they might develop a chronic disease. And it's usually heart disease, so there's different forms of heart disease that can result. And again, this can happen many years after infection. And so at this point, we might not be thinking about Chagas disease because it's been so long since you had exposure to an insect.
And Chagas disease, as it pertains to the heart, is like a weakening of the heart muscle. What is it?
Yeah, it can be enlargement of the heart. It can be failure of the heart. There's a lot of different types of heart disease that can manifest based on where the parasite is infecting the heart tissue.
Oh, my God!
Sounds horrible. We're hearing the CDC is warning that it's spread into many states, and including Illinois. Is it confirmed to be in Illinois now?
Kissing bugs occur in Illinois. In fact, they're found in over 25 of the southern states.
Does it fly?
They've been reported in Illinois. It's not new that the kissing bugs are in Illinois. They've been there.
Is it like southern Illinois, I hope? Or is it like up in northern Illinois?
I'm not sure regionally where in Illinois, but that is one of the more northern states that kissing bugs have been documented.
So
in.
Does the cold, I mean, are we protected by the fact that we got the polar vortex here? I mean, is that good
for
us?
Or that we just had snow last weekend? Did that help us?
Yeah, we're not sure what the limiting factors are, but certainly these kissing bugs are associated with warmer climates.
Yeah.
I'm here in Texas, and we have them all over the state where they, you know, thrive and do quite well, probably due to our warm temperatures
and
here.
How big are they?
These are large. So the adult kissing bugs, mm-hmm. depending on species, can be about an inch long. They're large, dark.
Oh, my
insects.
God! Oh. An inch long? Like a cockroach? Like that? Like that size?
And yep.
Oh, my God! Oh,
don't worry about
on.
It. He's just having a freak out session.
Oh,
it's going to be fine.
Do
they live in your house, or are they kind of crawling in or flying in just for the opportunity to like get in the window or something and bite you and leave?
Yeah. Fortunately, the species of kissing bugs that we have in the United States typically don't set up shop and reproduce and colonize the houses in the same way that the kissing bug species do in Central and South America.
Oh,
and
that's
Mexico.
Good news. Wait till the Maduro government
they're mostly
falls.
Associated with wildlife. They live out in the natural environment, but occasionally will disperse and come into human homes, drawn into the lights, drawn into unsealed windows or getting in through the door.
And again,
there they can encounter people.
They fly?
Yeah, the adults fly.
The adults fly. The kids walk. That's good news.
So the inch longers are flying. Good. Good to know.
Kids, you're going to have to walk to our host. Mom and Dad are flying. Okay.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Okay. How pervasive do we think this infection, this vectored infection is? I mean, how, would it be like West Nile? It's one, you know, in like 100,000 or one in 50,000. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, fortunately, human Chagas disease from exposure to kissing bugs in the United States is a very rare event. And that's just because, like I was saying, these kissing bugs don't really get into our houses. They don't build in large numbers, so people don't encounter them as much. But there's increasing awareness for local disease transmission. When we do a lot of work with these kissing bugs, we collect them from the environment, we have people mail them into us, and when we test them for infection with the Chagas parasite, we find about half of them are infected.
Oh.
So, you know, a decent percentage of them in nature are infected, but they don't pose an immediate risk to people.
And how are they infected? What are they doing that's getting them infected?
Yeah, the kissing bugs are all hatched from eggs uninfected. So they need to encounter and feed on an infected host in order to first pick up the infection.
Oh, so they're picking up the parasite somewhere
else.
Yeah. So are they getting it from a bird? What are they getting it from?
Not birds, but different wild mammals or even domestic mammals can serve as sources of this parasite infection.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
right.
So they first have to feed and get infected, and then they can infect it through their feces.
Okay.
And then can you, like, see the feces? Can you, like, flick it off your body? Is that something you could do?
No, I don't think that people would necessarily notice
Listen, the thing's an inch long. All right, hold on. I just want to give.
Feces would be visible.
I want to give you a certain perspective on this. The thing is an inch long.
Uh-huh.
And we're, you know, let's call ourselves 5'6", right? So if you want to think about it, now shrink 5'6" down to 1 inch and then think about feces for just a second. Think, are you going to be able to see that? I don't think so.
Well, it's dark. I mean, maybe you'd see it.
What is it?
Could help you a lot if you're able to get rid
dark,
of it.
When it's dark, is it? Does it glow in the dark? I don't think so. I am sickened by this conversation.
It's so gross.
I'm afraid
it's so gross.
Of everything that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. I think Sarah has done a very excellent job explaining this.
Excellent.
Do the kids have any questions?
I'm terrified.
Are we doomed? Are we?
Is there repellent?
Yeah. All right. Is there repellent?
There's no insecticide that is specifically labeled to be effective against kissing bugs, but a lot of products that are on the market, you know, would probably work if you, you know, apply them according to the label, or work with certified pest control applicators to do so.
Oh, look at that. All right. Okay. Okay, you know what? I know this is not what you expected your day to end up like, Sarah, but thank you very much for doing it anyway. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your interest.
Thanks
Sarah.
Yes. She's going to go back she's in a lab coat right now. She's turning around to the rest of the people in the lab coat at Texas A&M and going, "You're not going to believe the jag dork I was just talking to on the radio. They say they're on the radio. That guy's not on the radio."
That's so crazy in Chicago, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was legitimately freaked out by you.
I mean, these things have been around forever.
Yeah, now they're just half of the population is infected. And they crawl around your eyes and mouth while you're sleeping. It's just the most horrifying thing.
Okay. I got to get a picture of one of these things.
Well, they're an inch long. That's bigger than I thought. I've seen all the creepy pictures that they blow up, you know, everywhere.
Like bed bugs and things, like other feeders, like, mm-hmm. like mosquitoes. Sometimes you don't see any, they're so small.
Kind of feel them, maybe.
Yeah,
but not
you hear
too
them.
Late.
The ones mm-hmm. that make a lot of noise. And then the bed bugs, that's, you know, not a big deal. Now, the bed bug, it turns out to be the nicest of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
The bed bug doesn't do anything except stain your sheets. And,
it's really hard to get rid of.
I'm good at doing that myself. I don't need the bug to help me.
But this one's one to watch out for.
Oh, God. All right. I got to go.
Yeah.
All right. Kim, what's going on?
The State Review Board expected to make a decision today on whether or not to close Westlake Hospital.
Lawrence Traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.